Thank you very much, choir, for blessing us with your beautiful voices. And I'd like to also say good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. We extend our warmest welcome to those who are in our sanctuary and those who are listening over the internet and the radio, KKMC. And we want to thank you for coming and listening to Pastor today. And while you're here, we pray you might experience the love, the power, and the comfort from God's word today. And if you're a visitor, we'd like to ask you to please fill out a registration card. You can obtain one from the usher in the back. And when the offering plate is passed, if you could put it in, Pastor would like to give you a call and thank you for worshiping with us today. You can also find a sermon of Pastor's message today in the church bulletin. The scripture of the month is found in the bulletin also in John chapter 15 and verse 13. Scripture says, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." And now we want to continue praising the Lord with Tae Young at the piano, and Vic DeLauro's not here today. So anyone... Joby, you want to lead us today in our songs? Okay.
Good morning. Okay. Hope everyone had a great Valentine's Day, sharing the love of God with those that we love and those that really we don't know we love, right? But we were supposed to share the love of God to everyone around us so that they would know who the Lord Jesus Christ is. Let's open today with hymn number 283. We'll sing the first and last stanzas.
Yeah.
14, we're marching to Zion. And would you please stand?
Blessing it is that we can gather together. I do want to extend some apologies to everybody. I have been delayed in telling everybody that we raised $1,300 per missionary in the Christmas in August program, and I do apologize. I should have delivered that in December, but life happens, and I apologize for that. Also wanted to let you know, this week we just learned that after the passing of Raquel in January, the family is planning a memorial service for March 21st. And so if there's any changes or updates, I'll keep you informed. If you want more information, you can also email me at pastortomlinson@bbcmh.org, and I will do my best to update you with whatever's going on there, okay? With that, let us pray. Father, we enter into your presence rejoicing that you are God, that you have called us out of the darkness, and you have shined your marvelous light of truth and hope upon us. And as we look into your word this morning, we pray that our hearts and minds would be strengthened and encouraged to seek out your will and to follow after your way, that the glorious riches of Christ would be poured out upon us and to bless us. In the Psalms, it says in Psalm 119, it says, "Let, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort, according to thy word unto thy servant." And so, Father, we come to you seeking your intercession, seeking your peace and comfort, your wisdom and guidance. And, Father, we pray for your hand of blessing upon the families of Bethel and upon all who call upon the name of Jesus Christ, that there would be a deep longing, thirsting, and hunger for your word, not just a gathering together to sing some songs, but to desire your presence, to desire your word and the glorious riches that we find in Christ Jesus. We pray that as we draw closer to you and you draw closer to us, that we would be that example of your loving favor and of your transforming power to those around us, that they may encounter the greatness of your love and the purity of your compassion. Father, we pray for those who are affected by the infirmities of this world. We lift up to you Chris Floyd, who's dealing with a viral infection, for your healing power upon her. For Joseph Bedotto, having several health issues, for you'd strengthen him to rest upon you and receive strength from you. We pray for Lil Ida, for her strength in her blood and in her body, for that her platelets are low, but they're getting better. So we pray for your continued blessing there. We pray for Futsum Kibriyab, Lord, who was once again went to the hospital, and we pray for you to strengthen his body and give him energy in you and comfort and peace in you. Give the wisdom to the doctors to be able to control the situation he has. And Father, we lift up to you Philomena Laurel, Victor's mother, who was in the ER with a severe headache and significant problems. And Lord, we pray that the medication is working. We pray for her strength in you and the family to be comforted by you. We lift up to you Jorge and Martha Peretti. As last report we had of was of Jorge in the hospital, and he has so many health issues, Lord, but they're nothing beyond your touch, your comfort, and your control. We lift up to you our friend, Monty Llewellyn, who's suffering from many health issues. He was having seizures recently. We pray for your calmness to his heart and to his mind, to give him clarity of you. And we pray that he would be that faithful witness of your presence to his family. We pray for his wife, Patricia Llewellyn, suffering from cancer, from Bob Jones's brother, Ron, with cancer, and Daniel Lacey's brother-in-law, Peter, also with cancer. Comfort them and give them strength to trust and rely upon you and to rejoice in you and your presence. Lord, we're thankful for those who are bringing in new life into this world, for Jacqueline Palmer expecting a baby in May, and for Esther Palice expecting in September. We thank you, Father, for that gift. We pray for your wisdom and your guidance to Bethel as we try to restructure our facilities to have one building, one place, and as we look to reach out into our community with the gospel of Jesus Christ, that you would bring more into your kingdom and expand your kingdom and use us for your honor. We lift up to you our missionaries throughout the world, for Giovanni and Barbara Avendano serving in Guatemala, Jose and Diane Avila serving in Latin America, Elvis and Stephanie Franco serving in Bogota, Colombia, Marta Peretti serving in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Carl and Ruth Knott serving in Seville, Spain, Eusebia Marixa Perez serving in Malaga, Spain, Informed Choices ministering to women out of Gilroy, Daniel and Miriam Lacey serving in Bob's Auto Cafe in Oregon, Fred and Carol Lewis doing language instruction and training up missionaries throughout the United States. We pray for your hand of blessing upon them, to use them to grow and expand the kingdom of God through the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We pray for this offering to be used for your honor and your glory, for the work of the ministry, for the expansion of the gospel, for your hand of blessing to be upon those who hear, those who support the work of ministry, whether they're hearing the sanctuary, listening over KKMC, over the internet, or later upon the CD. Bless them with your divine guidance and your divine strength. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. You may be seated.
you very much, choir. We have been studying the book of Nehemiah. If we'll turn in our Bibles now to Nehemiah chapter 7, verses 1 through 4. Nehemiah chapter 7, verses 1 through 4. And if you'll please stand for the reading of God's word. Then it was when the wall was built, and I had hung the doors, when the gatekeepers, the singers, and the Levites had been appointed, that I gave the charge of Jerusalem to my brother Hananiah, the leader of the citadel, for he was a faithful man and feared God more than any. And I said to them, "Do not let the gates of Jerusalem be open until the sun is hot, and while they stand guard, let them shut and bar the doors and appoint guards from among the inhabitants of Jerusalem and at his watch station and another in front of his own house." Now the city was large and spacious, but the people in it were few and the houses were not rebuilt. Let us now bow with a word of prayer. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, again, we enter into the Holy of Holies. Father, we enter in by the shed blood of our Lamb. Father, we enter into your presence because the veil has been torn. Lord, we come to worship you only, for your name is holy. Lord, we come to honor you, for your name is holy. Lord, you alone are worthy of our praise. Lord, there is nobody like you. Holy is the Lord of glory. We lift up our voices to sing to you, our King. Lord, may your glory fill this place, our hearts, and to all who are listening. Father, we thank you for your scriptures. For in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9, your scripture tells us, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." And Heavenly Father, may the Holy Spirit today convict those who hear the gospel, come to repentance, and be saved. Now, Father, bless our pastor, Greg Tomlinson, your people, and your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated.